Hey, Tyler, it's Steve Austin over here in Beverly Hills, California. Oh, hell yeah.
Gentlemen, and welcome to a brand new rock and wrestling podcast. My name is Ninja Tyler Black. I'm sitting here high above Chicago, Illinois, on a beautiful, I guess you're going to see this on Thursday or Wednesday evening, April 8th. Happy birthday, Austin. That's my brother. It's his birthday. Or April 9th. Happy birthday, Zach. Zach's birthday. All right. What's new? We're back. It's a new wrestling season because WrestleMania's over. And to kick off this season, I got my buddy Big Nigger Jim joining me from Kansas City.
What? What's happening?
What's going on? No Brian this week. So Brian goes to the show with all surprise because he's not going to know what happens before he listens to it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the big announcement
is that we're going to start reviewing WWE films.
Yes, I have been so excited ever since you had this idea to do this.
Yeah.
And I'm jealous that I didn't think of the idea because it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, I don't think too many people do it on a regular basis. I'm going to try and do them like every other week. We're not going to do it next week because reasons. And which movie do you think we should do first?
Ooh.
It's got to be one that's on Netflix, though. And it has to be... We should do The Chaperone first.
Are we... Okay, we're just sticking to WWE films? Like the production company WWE films? Or are we going to... Like, just that? Like, we're not going to be like, if it's The Rock...
If it's The Rock, it don't even count. Because The Rock is in like, everything now.
Like fucking like Walking Tall, because that movie
that was awesome. A WWE film,
was it?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome! I love that movie.
Pretty much anything he was credited as The Rock in was a WWE film.
Ah.
And Vince McMahon was executive producer.
You ain't executive producing shit.
When I saw The Mummy Returns and I saw that shit, I laughed.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, Vince.
Because he was only in the beginning of it.
And he was CGI at the end.
As spoilers, he turns into a scorpion.
Yeah. Haku Machete. The Rock's only line in that movie.
Yeah. They made such a huge... It's like whenever... remember... Was it Highlander Endgame? It was like the last Highlander movie.
With Edge?
Yeah. And they like made it seem like he was like had the hugest role possible, and he winds up just being a fucking like a thief that like ransacks a fucking carriage or something.
Yeah, and they put the sword on his dick. Like, oh, it looks like you're at the wrong edge.
That's right. Oh my god, it was so dumb. But
they worked really hard to get that edge pun in there.
Get that edge pun, but fucking. I did see something of like in that new Fast and the Furious movie that just came out.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock gets to do the rock bottom on Jason Statham.
Oh yeah,
like he does it. I saw a picture of it. He does it to him through a glass table. I'm like, that's pretty.
Someone act like this is the first movie that The Rock did the rock bottom in, and I'm pretty sure he did it in The Rundown.
Yeah, he did it in The Rundown. He did it in Walking Tall.
He did do it in Walking Tall.
Whenever he was beating up all the dudes in the casino, that was
the best part of that whole movie.
Oh man, I really liked that movie.
That movie was all right.
I don't fucking have the disc for it anymore. It pisses me off.
Yeah, I saw that shit in theater. You see every Rock movie in theaters because couldn't see The Rock wrestle, so might as well go see The Rock in a movie.
Yeah, I've never watched The Scorpion King.
Really? I saw that the day it came out.
I never
seen. Because I was in Meridian, Mississippi at the time, and the only thing I could do was go to the movies. So I would go see everything.
Right.
So when The Rock was going to be in fucking The Scorpion King, there. I am not missing that shit.
Yeah, yeah. So it was like, it was kind of hard for me to get to the theater because at the time I needed a ride and nobody really wanted to go see Scorpion King, I guess, or I wanted to, and I don't know. It just never happened. And then I've yet to like go rent it on DVD when that was still a thing or fucking download it now or whatever.
You know, I have
that
shit on tape.
Speaking of tape, I just found my fucking VHS copy of Batman Forever. And yeah. I put it on my Batman shelf. Right. We got a new water heater put in today, and I found it downstairs when we were fucking around with that. So that was pretty funny.
Yeah, so I just got back from New Orleans yesterday.
Yeah, how was
that,
man?
I was on an airplane. That shit was fucking scary.
Oh, you went on a plane?
That's why I sent you that text saying, April, I ain't getting on no plane.
I didn't know what you were. I just thought you were referencing Mr. T or something.
I was thinking about that. I thought I'd text you because I thought it was funny.
I didn't think you were like, I don't know. I just thought you were like making a joke about something. Maybe you saw Mr. T somewhere on something you were watching.
No,
it's just like
Mr. T anywhere in Chicago. He's always around.
Damn. So you flew from Atlanta to NOLA?
No, I took the bus from Chicago to Atlanta. Me and my sister drove from Atlanta to Louisiana, and I took the plane from New Orleans to Chicago.
Oh, back to Chicago. Yeah. Okay. Fucking jet setting.
Yep.
Is that your first time on a plane? Have you been on a plane before?
First time in like 10 years.
Yeah, I haven't been on one in 10 years.
I hate flying.
It's been 11 years now.
I hate flying, dude. That shit's not cool.
You know,
how does that shit stay in the air? It's fucking 10,000 pounds.
You know, man, yeah.
This wasn't even a big plane. This was like a tube. I was inside of a plastic tube. It was like in the thing that they put the tampon in to put inside the vagina.
Yeah,
you were like with wings,
and somebody threw it.
Yep.
Yeah. So the one thing I don't like about it, I don't like the whole deal with my ears popping.
Yeah, that sucks too.
I can't fucking stand when that happens on land.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's
that happened when I went to the Smoky Mountains too.
Oh yeah, that sucked too.
Yeah.
That sucked too. You could really feel that fucking pressure. And I had never felt that like on land before. That was fucked up.
If you're like go through like in the Ozarks in like Arkansas, the Missouri.
Yeah.
Big ass fucking mountain.
It's weird.
It sucks.
Yeah. Cause I remember when we went to New York for WrestleMania, fucking we landed. I think I was fucking like almost deaf like the entire time we were there.
Were you doing the Archer thing? Were you like,
I was doing that. I was fucking doing that thing, like digging in my ear, fucking holding my nose and blowing, trying to get them to pop. Oh, dude. I hated it. It sucked.
What really sucks is it was nice as shit in New Orleans. It was like 80 something all the whole time I was there. Fucking mm-hmm. sunny. I think it rained for like 5 minutes on Monday.
Nice.
But like I fucking leave sunny Louisiana and I'm in the sky flying over the clouds. And as soon as we start landing, we go through the clouds, fucking gray and gloomy. We hit the ground. And
yeah.
It was like bullshit because we like were taxied for like an hour because there was like a plane in our gate So we're just sitting there for like an hour and I have to pee and I'm getting furious. I'm on a fucking tiny ass plane with all these fucking foreign ladies next to me and I'm at the window. So I'm like all the way at the end. I can't get out. I can't fucking go pee because I don't want to like ask these bitches to move.
Right.
It's
That's fucking rough, dude. I
hate flying, bro.
That sucks, man.
It was quick, so.
Yeah.
But
like, I don't know. I might do it more often if I ever like had the money to do so. But
yeah.
Because like I've never really wanted to go to any like other country, kind of, but like not enough to actually like do it.
So. I want to, but I don't have $800 for an international plane ticket or a passport. Yeah,
the plane ride there and just, I don't know.
I mean, once you're in the sky, it's cool, but like taking off sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime the plane fucking bumps, it's like, ugh, I don't like this shit.
Yeah, but. I don't. Yeah, I think if I go, you know, anywhere, I'll be on the bus. I'll take a fucking mega bus. To wherever the fuck.
Mega bus is the shit.
Yeah.
Except from Chicago to Atlanta because there's like no rest stops.
Oh shit.
Well, there was one this time. Last time I did it, there were no rest stops.
Is there a bathroom on that bus?
There's a bathroom on that bus.
Okay. I was like, I would fucking hope so.
But if you want to take a good country shit, you're not going to.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to, at least.
So don't like eat any like Taco Bell or anything before you get on this bus.
Or learn how to hold your butthole tight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Throw a BP up there.
The more you know from rock and wrestling. Don't take fucking gross shit on enclosed buses.
Yeah.
And then the star goes over.
So how was your week, Jim?
Pretty uneventful. I didn't really go really anywhere this weekend. This past weekend. So, you know, not too much going on. Kind of boring around here, so just kind of been watching stuff on Hulu and everything. I started rewatching Reaper. I haven't watched that in a long time.
That shit depresses me because that show's way too fucking good and it's not a
show's great
anymore.
And I was watching it on Hulu. For some reason, they only have one season on there and it's two seasons.
Right.
I don't know why.
It's not on Netflix?
Huh? No, it's not on Netflix.
Whose Hulu are you using?
Jesse's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tell him to hook a nigga up.
I will. Next time I talk to him, I will.
He's going to give you some awkward ass answer as to why he won't, but that's why we love Jesse.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, dude, like.
he's the Jeff Goldblum of Kansas City.
Yeah, yeah. Cause life finds a way.
I saw a shirt that said that with fucking Jeff Goldblum's face on it, and I laughed.
That's awesome. Fucking Goldblum's great in like everything.
Yeah.
So I was watching that, and then there's a show with, remember Sock on Reaper?
Right. Tyler Levine. Of course I remember Sock.
Yes. Yeah. He's got another show, like it's a Hulu original show.
What's it called?
Called Deadbeat. And he's like, he can see ghosts, but like, it's not like scary or anything. Like he just fucking, he sees them and these ghosts get him to carry out their final business so they can move on. So okay. The spirit can move on. So like, there's one where this guy like died in the war and died a virgin. And so he gets Tyler Labine. Yeah. So he gets him to go find his living girlfriend and have sex with her for him. Like he like gets in and possesses his body. Mm-hmm. The ghost does, and then like, but then he finds out that the guy died in World War II. He didn't say what war. So it was like somebody's grandma. And so he has to fucking have sex with his fucking grandma. It's pretty fun. If you get a chance, like, check it out. If you got to download it, however you get your stuff or whatever. I don't know if you can watch original stuff with just regular Hulu. Didn't you say that was working for you?
Right.
Your regular Hulu was working? Yeah. I don't know how they do with originals on that, but yeah. So it's good. I liked it. Fun show.
You know what also is a fun show? Fucking The Flash.
Oh my God. My God, Flash. That show was the best episode of the season. At least until Gorilla Grodd shows up for a full episode. So
Tell us what happened on Flash.
Oh man, what fucking didn't happen on Flash, dude? Somebody starts raining down these little fucking presents from up above onto a playground. And they're like, what the fuck is this shit? And then they fucking land and explode. Find out there's a new guy. There's a guy in town calling himself the Trickster. Well, then they further find out that Mark Hamill, the original Trickster, James Jesse, 20 years ago, got arrested. He's in prison.
Not to be confused with Jesse Jones.
Yeah, not to be confused with Jesse Jones or Jesse James.
Or the Road Dog, Jesse or the James.
Road Dog! If you ever just wanted to watch Mark Hamill do the Joker, like, this is it.
Pretty much.
Like, you ever just wanted to watch him do it live action? Yeah, it was fucking awesome. Like, he didn't do the Joker. In a way, he did. Like, he kind of used that voice, but it wasn't exactly the Joker's voice.
It was slightly different. Like his Hobgoblin voice is the Joker voice, but slightly different.
Yeah, kind of like Hank Hill and Tom Anderson are slightly different. Like, in their own, like, little ways. But they like fucking, he sees it and he starts calling this new Trickster Pretender, which I thought was pretty awesome.
Why?
I don't know. I just liked it when he did that, cause it made me think of, like, what was it when he called Terry McGinnis a Pretender?
Ah,
a Pretender and Bat Fake and shit like that. So yeah, I like that. That was kind of a nice touch.
I was thinking Chrissy Hynde.
Do what?
I said I was thinking Chrissy Hynde.
Yeah. And so,
hey, this is the Rock and Wrestling Podcast, so we got to throw some music jokes in there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to. It has to happen. So, like, let's see, what was after that? Okay, and then there's, like, the new Trickster sets up this fucking huge bomb. He's like, I'm going to blow up the city and welcome to the new disorder and shit like that. And he's sending out all these, like, video messages of him.
Oh, wait. The new world disorder.
Oh, yeah, the new world disorder.
Yeah.
And too sweet. It's way too, because it's the new world disorder, so it's, like, it's even sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. I don't know. So, anyway. So, he sets up this bomb. Flash goes running off. And Flash, also, a week prior, he's starting to doubt Harrison Wells. And so, everything that Harrison's saying, he's not listening to. Harrison is like, don't go after this thing. He's just distracting you. And Flash is like, oh, fuck you, dude. I'm going to go find this thing because people are going to die if I don't.
Right.
And so he finally finds it. It's an empty box. It's a decoy. While the new Trickster goes and breaks the old Trickster out of jail, also kidnapping Barry's dad. And so you got Barry's dad tied up in some clock tower. Trickster's working on something. And the new Trickster asks him why he was chosen. And the old Trickster says, you know, it's in your blood. And Luke Skywalker gets to fucking say, I am your father, to somebody in some kind of fucking medium.
And it was awesome. I shit my pants.
Yeah, I fucking popped. It was great. I loved that shit so much. And so the trick was, Mark Hamill had him and the old and new tricksters had put some kind of fucking chemical in the champagne for this big gala at the mayor's ball, some kind of fucking thing.
Right.
And so they put it in. So they put it all put it in the drinks and everybody's drinking it. And he gets up there and he gives his big spiel and everybody, and he reveals to them that you're drinking poison and it reacts in about an hour. And about that time, one of the guys who arrived an hour before started foaming at the mouth and died. And everybody's freaking out. Flash runs in there and they put this fucking thing on his wrist and turn him into Speed.
They even said, have you seen the movie Speed?
Are you familiar with the movie Speed? Keanu Reeves, Sandra Bullock. See, you're the bus and that's the bomb. And like, I fucking, his fucking monologue doing that, like, it was so super villainy and cool. I absolutely loved it. And so he starts running and Harrison.
And you fucking called it, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I said he can vibrate, right? And they're like, I don't know if he can vibrate. And he said, this is probably how he learns how to vibrate. And yeah. This is how he learns how to vibrate.
Mm-hmm. Learns how to phase, because he was vibrating
before. Yeah, well, phase and shit, yeah.
How he learns how to phase. And it's because, we'll get to that in a minute, because there's a whole other fucking subplot going on. That's like a whole behind the scenes look at Harrison Wells's life.
Right.
And so
he's not Harrison Wells after all.
Yeah. In the most crazy fucking way possible. So Flash phases through a gas truck and knocks the thing off of him. It blows up. Somehow the gas truck doesn't blow up because it was right in front of it. I don't know how that worked out, but whatever. So, okay. So,
it was empty.
Then Barry goes back. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll just say that. Yeah. So anyway, so he goes back to the thing, apprehends the tricksters, and everybody's fine, gives everybody vaccinations, and everybody's cool. And that was pretty. And then Barry starts talking to Joe and saying, Joe, I think you're right. I think Harrison's fucking up to something, because when he was describing how to phase through shit, he was describing it as if he'd done it before.
Right.
So, yeah. So there you go.
Talk about Reverse Flash.
Yeah, the subplot of this whole thing. Oh, man. Yeah. So they fucking go. You see him fucking show up 15 years ago. And fight in Barry's house in a cool slow motion thing. Old Barry saves little Barry and runs him off to the other side of the fucking town or the neighborhood. And then you find out that the guy that's Reverse Flash, that's not Harrison Wells. What the fuck is going on? Then you see Harrison Wells talking to his girlfriend on the beach, talking about his idea for Star Labs.
Right.
And he's like, regular dude just hanging out on the beach with his girl. And then you see that guy, you see Thawne, Eobard Thawne, is a fucking crazy name. You see him standing off in the distance fucking watching him.
Then they pronounce it Eobard.
That's up a they pronounce Eobard. Eobard.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it pronounced like Eobard, like Kevin Eubanks.
I think they pronounce it Eobard.
Okay.
I think that's how you pronounce it, as far as I know. So anyway, he sets up a fucking spike strip and car goes over it, tires blow, flips the car over. His girlfriend's dead. He's beat the fuck up. He's like, oh God, please help me. And Thawne is looking in there, looking at the woman. And he says, this woman has been dead for centuries. And then just walks away. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Pulls Harrison out of the car. And he's like, look, I'm not from here. I'm from, did he say 2025 or something? Or 2020?
Something further away than that. 25.
It had to be. Yeah, I'm like, I want to say it was 2025 is what he said. I don't know.
But, 2025 is 10 years from now.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, I don't know. I'm pretty sure he's maybe he was 30, 25, and I just misheard him or something.
Okay.
But anyway, because I kept thinking it was weird. I was like, I must have missed. I don't know. So he was like, look, you're going to build a particle accelerator that is going to change this world for the better, but I need it to happen a little bit sooner. So he takes out this fucking like fucking jumper cables, hooks one to Harrison, hooks one to him. Fucking, I don't know how to fuck describe their fucking facial expressions and fucking like bone structure, like mixing around and changing. And
he stole his fucking face.
Yeah. He's stealing the fucking life essence out of Harrison Wells into himself and changing himself somehow through science that I don't understand is turning him into fucking Harrison Wells.
Future science.
And, yeah. So there you go. Like that's that entire episode. It was so fucking good. Oh my God. Like I loved every fucking second of that episode. I think I've watched it like 3 times now.
Yeah. I've been super busy. So I didn't get to watch Arrow. What happened on Arrow?
Oh, Arrow. Arrow was even more of a fucking shit show. Like good, but like it was a shitty situation for him. Because was it Ra's al Ghul the week before had told Laurel's dad that Oliver Queen was Green Arrow?
I don't even remember that.
I think it was the week before, because that was the big like shocker at the end. And then this week, because they shot Ray Palmer in the chest or in the shoulder or something. And whoever that Japanese guy that Oliver Queen was running around with.
Right.
He fucking shot him. He shot Ray Palmer from one side of the street to the other. So you open in this episode and they get him to the hospital and Laurel's dad fucking puts out a APB fucking task force. Get the fucking Green Arrow. I know they don't call him Green Arrow. I don't care. I'm going to. I will continue to call him Green Arrow as I talk about this show all the time. So they fucking storm his shit. Like they're on him, getting him fucking, they're trying to get fucking Black Canary and Arsenal too. And Dig fucking saves them. Like at the fucking last fucking possible minute, drives away in the fucking Arrow van or whatever. Fuck, man, what? Should have rewatched that episode because, I mean, after Flash happened, like, I was just fucking all about that one this week. But, like, they finally catch up. They finally catch up to him, and they finally arrest. He lets them arrest him, and they take him in. But as they're taking him in, here comes Roy Harper in Green Arrow's clothes saying he's Green Arrow. He's the one they want. He's saving Oliver, getting him out of there so he can go after Ra's al Ghul. So
Ollie goes to jail. I'm not Ollie. So fucking Speedy goes to jail.
Yeah. Yeah. Roy's going to jail.
All right. I have to take that shit out.
Do what? Yeah, dude. Yeah, watch it whenever we're done here.
Yeah, stop jerking off your phone. So wrestling came on Monday.
Huh?
Monday Night Raw.
Oh, blech.
Let's talk about Raw.
Yeah. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, I missed like the first 30 minutes of it because I was getting a po' boy. Yo. A fucking po' boy this fucking long, dripping with shrimp. Yeah. For $10.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I can't fucking, what the hell happened like right at the top of the show?
So like the Authority came out, right?
Yeah, Seth Rollins and Big Show and everybody came out And they basically, like, they're all talking about, like, oh, you did such successes. Like, you, J&J Security, you guys did a good job. Big Show, you're a giant. You did a good job. The only person who hasn't been doing a good job is Kane, and fucking, like, pointed at him and called him out because he's been fucking up lately, I guess. And
they got to get that Kane babyface turn ready.
Yeah, can we please? Oh God, just make sure Big Show's fucking babyface right behind them. Yeah, and then Kane makes a Randy Orton comes out and is like, hey, you know, I beat you at WrestleMania. I want a title shot. Kane's like, nah, fuck you, dude. We're going to have a triple threat main event tonight to decide the number one contender. But we're also going to have three separate matches that you guys are going to be in tonight because we got to fill up 3 hours. So
yeah, and half our roster is missing for some reason.
Yeah. Apparently we don't have people anymore, which is odd. So
our Intercontinental Champion couldn't make it today.
Yeah, apparently. I don't know where the hell Daniel Bryan was. Like, what the hell? What the hell, guy? Like, fucking get your ass in gear. Get to work.
So they had Randy Orton versus Kane, which I didn't watch, and then a DQ. Yeah.
Did it end in DQ?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Cause yeah, I remember Kane fucking reached over the guardrail by the timekeeper's table, grabbed a chair and hit Randy Orton in the gut with it.
Mm.
I remember that. Then I don't think it was after that. There was just a really awesome fucking match that happened on Raw.
Well, let's see. After that, they announced that AJ Lee retired.
Yep. Yeah. Out of nowhere. That was fucking, I didn't know that was, if she was planning that or if it had been, I hadn't seen it in any articles that she was planning on doing that.
No, I didn't know she was planning on it, but.
Like fucking dirt sheets, like rumor right. pages. And like, I hadn't heard any of that. So when I got on Twitter one day, it was a total surprise to me that, hey, AJ's gone.
We have Brad Maddox backstage talking to Kane.
Yeah, that dude. Hey, I'm Brad Maddox. I haven't been on TV in almost a year.
He was in a cave for a while. Did you see that YouTube series of him lost in Africa in a cave?
What? No.
There was like this storyline on their YouTube channel that Brad Maddox was lost in a cave in Africa and he was trapped and couldn't get out. But somehow he had great fucking data. So he can upload these videos of him trapped in his cave.
They have great Wi-Fi in cave.
I was going to say, that cave had the best Wi-Fi.
Seriously, Wi-Fi caves.
Why would you want to get out? Fucking jerk off in the cave. If you could post weekly videos, he must have some fucking power plugs to charge his fucking phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're straight, bro.
Be like, hey, rescue fucking... Cave rescue. Guys, I'm stuck in this thing. Come get me out. Also, great Wi-Fi in this thing. You guys got a great signal. I'm glad to be a part of it. But
I love how this report keeps referring to Brian Saxton as Sexton. That's pretty funny.
As Sexton?
Yeah.
Getting sexed on.
Seth Rollins versus Adrian Neville. What?
Fuck yeah.
That actually happened. I walked in on this match. So as I turned on Raw, this match was starting.
It happened, and with a clean finish. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, there was a bit of a distraction, but nobody like got knocked out behind the referee's back or anything.
Yeah, it was fucking cool. I was hoping fucking Neville would win.
Yeah.
But I mean, come on. It's Neville versus the world champion, so that means he's not going to win.
Right. He just got there. But I love how Seth, like, it seems like Seth has completely forgotten about being in NXT. It was almost like he didn't even know who Adrian Neville was. Like, they were doing that thing. Mm. When everybody knows good and goddamn well these guys have fucking wrestled before.
Yeah, and I hate how commentary treats him like a rookie, like he has no experience, like, oh, this is his second match ever. I'm like, bro, like, you have this network that you're selling where this guy came from and was a champion on your biggest draw of the network, which is NXT. Fuck the pay-per-views. NXT is the biggest draw on that fucking network.
Yeah, and see, that's what bugs me about his name change. You know? Like, he's in NXT. You guys are selling this show. We're trying to sell this, trying to sell the network just on this show.
Right.
You know, and people, it, like, people are, so everybody's watching it. Like, it's a huge thing right now. People know his name is Adrian Neville. Why?
When he debuted and he was trending on Twitter, it said Adrian Neville trending.
Yeah.
On your fucking show that you announced him as Neville.
Everybody knows who Adrian Neville is.
Even JBL on commentary referred to him as Adrian Neville at one point and caught himself and just said Neville.
Oh my God. I think I remember that. Like, and fucking, I don't understand. Like, what is the big goddamn deal? I don't understand why somebody can have two names. Somebody can have an actual full name, but then other people can't. It makes no fucking sense to me. Like, absolutely none. I don't know what.
I don't get it, because, like, we're presenting Adrian Neville as, like, Adrian's his first name. Neville's his surname. So now, like, he's Neville. So are we supposed to assume that Neville is his first name or his last name? Like,
He's not Prince. And he doesn't even have, like, it's not like Ryback. Like, Ryback sounds like a fucking, like, a one fucking name thing.
Right. Like Madonna or Cher.
Yeah. Like, those are things that, like, warrant one name. Neville, that just, that doesn't, that's, it's not like Prince, you know? Like, if he just started calling himself Prince or something, Prince Neville, fuck, I don't know, like.
Prince Devitt.
Yeah, Prince Devitt, yeah.
When he debuts, he's just going to be Finn.
Or Balor. And then Kevin Owens is going to come in, he's just going to be Owens. And then Sami Zayn is going to come in, he's just going to be Zayn. And, I know. Fuck you, Vince. Just fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Stop it. Fucking stop.
See, Kalisto. That's a one name.
Yeah, Kalisto. Like,
because that's an X-Men.
There's certain names that are just like single names. You know, like,
right?
Batman. You know.
Yeah.
Like, he's not Batman Jones.
That's Pac-Man Jones.
Yeah. So. I don't see the benefit of taking away a first name, especially from Adrian Neville, especially since everybody's fucking watching the NXT product.
Right.
And everybody knows he's fucking Adrian Neville anyway.
Well, technically, not every, because, like, about 3 million people watch Raw, 4 million people watch Raw on average weekly, and only about a quarter of that have the network.
People are watching it that it can trend on Twitter.
Right.
Then you've got a lot of people watching.
Yeah, a lot of people is watching. Not everyone, though. Let's be honest.
Close to it.
Yeah.
I say close to it. And if you're not watching NXT, what the hell is the matter with you?
Yeah.
Seriously, from Rock and Wrestling Podcast, the more you know, NXT is the shit. And you should be watching it all the time. Don't be stupid. Just do it.
What'd you think of this match?
Adrian Neville and Seth Rollins?
Yeah.
Oh, it was fucking dude. It was dope as fuck.
It was all downhill from there. Like, that was the best match on the show.
Yeah. The rest of the night wasn't great. Didn't they have... What tag team match was there?
Well, let's see. Oh, next up, we had John Cena versus Stardust.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my grandmother at this time. John Cena's using his springboard stunner.
I'll give that match.
I saw most of the finish when, like, he did the fucking AA and Cody reversed it in the Alabama Slam. That was cool.
No, there was cool shit to be had. Like, it was a really good, like, back and forth match. I really enjoyed it.
I say all the time, John Cena can have good matches. He just doesn't on a regular basis.
Yeah.
He's capable, but he's clunky. He's built wide.
Yeah.
And he has two left feet and he always bumps on his hips. I'm surprised this dude doesn't limp with a fucking cane. He's gonna have hip replacement by the time he's fucking 40.
Yeah, probably. Like he does look kind of weird when he does the springboard stunner.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of like, it's kind of cool. Like, it's not bad. It's not a terrible move.
Yeah, it's something different. It's something that one does.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me a lot of fucking Lethal Injection.
I was gonna say it's like the Jay Lethal move.
Yeah, but without the fucking front flip and back flip, showmanship in it. There's just jumping backwards and land, like grabbing somebody. But it's good. It's a good
move. That move is downloadable in WWE 2K15.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Nice. I thought that match was really good. Like, you actually kind of had a feeling that Stardust could have stole it.
Yeah.
But you always kind of knew that it's not going to happen. This is only
We got to do another John Cena Rusev match. And by the way, Rusev, not on this show.
Yeah, Rusev nowhere to be found.
Naomi and Paige versus the Bellas.
Yeah, this was good.
Yeah, it was decent. We had the Naomi using her ass a lot.
Yeah, which made me realize, okay, she's like Girl Rikishi now. Now you've become Girl Rikishi.
I was trying to figure out what her gear was doing, and I realized she's an Uso now. Her gear is the Uso's gear.
Yeah, which, and it doesn't make any sense for her to still be coming out to fucking Funkadactyl music.
Yeah, she just come out to just the Uso theme without the fucking chant at the beginning.
Or they could even like do like a fucking like club remix of the Uso's theme.
Yeah.
If they wanted to, for her. If she wanted like different music, but or
her,
still,
hit,
you know.
Her hit song "Dance All Night."
Yeah. Oh, that. Oh, her hit song from Total Divas.
Where they filmed that video when her weave fell out.
I've never watched that.
That's the video that that started the whole. The Miz Uso storyline, where he was like, "I watched your video and I found your twerking divine."
Oh, right, yeah. You're doing fabulous work.
Ryback versus Luke Harper. This is like two minutes and 45 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was all right. I mean, a good physical match.
Yeah, because all the guys in the triple threat matches have to work twice. The main events, Randy Orton, Ryback, and Roman. So we had the Lucha Dragons versus the New Day in a 3-minute match. Oh, the New Day. No, we got to go back. Go back, back, back. Primetime Players did a promo. What did you think of their promo when they made fun of the New Day in the season?
I very much enjoyed it. I very much enjoyed that fucking promo.
Their fucking t-shirt. That's the Primetime Wrestling logo, but it says Primetime Players.
Yeah. That was awesome. But yeah, I liked their fucking impression of the Ascension, where they just like they drop down off a camera and then they rise back up like the Ascension with the fucking with like fucking aluminum foil shoulder pads and shit. And they're a real entertaining tag team. I'm glad they put them back together.
Titus O'Neil has really good comedic timing.
He does. He really, really does.
If he's a funny guy to Darren Young's straight man, ironically, they would make a great combo.
Yeah. Like, they've really got good chemistry together. Yeah. And I like them a lot. And I was bummed when the first time and they fucking and broke
like,
them up.
Like, let me put on this face paint. It's like, that ain't face paint. That's ketchup. You know, the things you can't read.
You know what you can't read. Yeah. But I love the fucking their kind of like catchphrase right at the end. It's not what the fuck was it? Not the best time, or if you want to have the best time, if you want to have a good time, you got to get prime time or something like that, or you got to be prime time. I kind of like that little catchphrase.
New Day had a backstage interview after the Dean Ambrose match, the Luke Harper match.
This is an interesting way to take this whole thing to fucking form, like, because everybody's hating on New Day. Everybody's saying New Day sucks. New Day sucks when they do their clap and everything. And now it's almost like they're fucking like
John Cena.
They're like crazy people now.
They're like John Cena.
Yeah. no, not even that. Because John Cena just like brushes it off and is just like, oh, WWE Universe, you could be vocal about whatever you want and believe in yourself, blah, blah, blah. These guys are like fucking, they're like, it's like a fucking OCD tick now. The clapping.
Yeah, they have to clap or they will snap.
If they don't clap, they snap. And I gotta admit, I was like, okay, this is like, it's a fucking real weird, interesting way to take all this, because I'm sure they weren't planning on this whole thing just completely bombing.
I don't think they plan on it being excessive to fucking book it that way, because it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's still a bad gimmick, but we'll see where it goes. Let's wait and see how they work as heels, but...
Yeah, the way they're going to progress, and I don't know. Like, I really like all three of those guys. I do, too,
and I wish they didn't have such a stupid fucking gimmick.
I know. I want this thing to succeed. That's why I'm kind of like... Okay, they've got a new thing to work with now. Like, right. If they can come together and they can find a way to, I don't know, maybe not make it marketable, but at least make it entertaining for people, where like saying like New Day sucks is gonna they're saying it to get them riled up in the ring.
Right.
Because I don't like them booing the guys really in New Day, because they're doing fucking great things in the ring. They're an awesome team.
Right.
Like, whatever combo it is, I like Kofi and Big E together more.
Okay.
I think they work way better together than say Kofi and Xavier, or Xavier and Big E. I think Xavier's great and he's good at singles, but I think as a team, Big E and Kofi gel better.
Yeah, so the Lucha Dragons wrestled the New Day.
Yeah.
Kofi interfered in the match when the referee's back was turned. They did a lot of flippy flops. Kalisto did, mostly. Hit the Salida del Sol on Woods, and then tagged in Sin Cara, who did a swanton and pinned him.
Boom, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, it was a good little short match.
Yeah, it was a good, decent short match.
Much better than the next match.
It's awesome to have Kalisto on the main roster. And it's awesome to have a Sin Cara that doesn't botch all the time.
Yeah.
So that's great.
People give Sin Cara way too much shit, because wearing a mask is hard, for one.
It seems like that was probably, like, with the original Sin Cara.
Yeah.
That was probably, like, part of the problem, was that you can't see his eyes. You can't see his mouth. Nose or anything, like he's wearing a Spider-Man mask, essentially.
So, like, you have your whole face covered, so communicating is an issue.
Yeah,
vision is a big issue when you have your eyes fucking have goddamn film over them.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, you got the film over the eyes to where you can't see eyeballs at all, skin or anything.
You speak like five words of English, so you got language barrier issues.
You got your ears covered, so you can't hear probably that well.
Right.
And then also peripheral vision. Yeah. I mean, forget about that. So, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of that, but I mean, he did have some pretty amazing fuck ups. So whenever you go back and watch him, there's some pretty good fuck ups. They're just funny to watch.
I like the Hunico gimmick better than the Sin Cara gimmick for Hunico. Just the fucking Cholo riding a lowrider bike and shit.
Yeah. And he was the fucking, he was like Dark Sin Cara.
Yeah.
Wasn't he? Yeah, he was evil Sin Cara. I thought that was kind of a funny thing. They did that. Like, it was almost like the fucking symbiote. Right. It's almost like he had the symbiote. Roman Reigns
versus Big Show, a match I will never care about, because it's Roman Reigns in the Big Show, and I've seen it already 50,000 times.
I feel like it's been an eternity of me watching this match. I feel like if I died and went to hell,
I'm pretty sure this is going to be on the pay-per-view also. Because to get to a pay-per-view match, you have to have a million TV matches.
Yeah.
So they did a thing where Roman Reigns hit like 5 Superman punches. Big Show blocked the last one and caught him with a choke slam, but Roman Reigns got out of it and speared him and pinned him.
Yep.
10 minutes, 39 right. seconds.
It did the same spear spot that he's done against Big Show, I think, in every fucking match, where he blocks, he like gets lifted halfway up for the choke slam. He blocks it, ducks underneath, bounces off the rope, ducks underneath again, bounces off the ropes, and then boom, spear. Like I'm pretty sure that's how like every single Big Show Roman Reigns match has ended.
Right.
It was the same spot, the exact same spot.
Sheamus promo.
Sheamus with his fucking crazy mohawk and him biking dreads in his mutton chops.
Yeah.
Which is that I'll go on record. I was a fan of fucking like bad guy Sheamus.
Right.
Like back when he first came out.
I think Sheamus always looks dumb. So them chanting "you look stupid" at him is like a little late.
Yeah. Like you should have been doing this years ago, because
Ginger Scotty Too Hottie didn't look too cool either. See what I did there?
Yeah. Ginger Scotty Too Hottie, fucking Beaker from the Muppets, like,
yeah.
looks like that guy.
Oh fuck.
And you. Remember when the Muppets were on Raw and they did that fucking bit where like Beaker was Sheamus's cousin or some shit?
Right.
They fucking look so much alike.
So Sheamus says, people say you should pick on someone your own size. And he says, hey, there's no one my size. And then Mark Henry comes out because he's from Texas and they were in Texas. And he gets kicked in the face and pinned in 2 minutes. Bray Wyatt cut a promo that I missed. What did Bray Wyatt say?
Bray Wyatt called somebody out doing it in that thick way. I don't know who he was talking about, but he's just like, he was somebody out. I know that. He didn't say who.
Okay.
And I don't know word for word the promo.
Well, you're turning into a robot, so.
What?
I said you're turning into a robot. Oh, did I? Yeah.
Yeah. Getting pixelated on my end. It's all right. It'll be fine.
Okay.
But
so,
I started writing down, like, for these Bray Wyatt promos. Just so I can recite them. Because you always ask me what did Bray Wyatt say, and I'm like, dude, I don't fucking know. Like, I couldn't fucking recite that to you. His shit is so precise that I couldn't do it justice. Just talking about like bullet points of what he talked about. So I don't know. He called out somebody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he say fire me?
Yeah. Fire me. I'm the new face of film, man. And then the fucking crazy hand twisting.
So the main event, no, we didn't have the main event. I drew him too far. All right. So we got the Miz versus Mizdow. All that build up leads to a 4-minute Raw match.
I know.
Yep.
I was like, how are they not blowing this off at the pay-per-view?
I don't know. And Miz went to the roll up. Which means the feud continues because it was a roll-up. He didn't hit him with his moves. That's what we're waiting for, someone to get hit with a finisher.
Yeah.
Five minutes. 5-minute match.
I want him to not be Mizdow anymore.
Yeah.
Like, that's done. Hand in your stupid trunks and the sunglasses and stuff. Start being the fucking intellectual savior of the masses again.
I wanted him to keep his sunglasses on for the whole match, like Super Callow.
Yes, that would be awesome. I'm okay. Yeah, I'm behind that. If that's the way they want to do it, I support that. I totally support that.
Let's see. The main event was Ryback, Roman Reigns, and Randy Orton for the number one contendership for the World Heavyweight Championship of the World.
I kind of started not paying attention during this match.
If you didn't pay attention for 2 minutes, you missed half the match, because this match was only 5 minutes and it was the main event of the fucking show.
Yeah. All I know, Randy Orton is the fucking number one contender now.
Yep, Randy Orton won with an RKO when the Authority ran in and started fucking attacking people. He laid them out and RKO'd Ryback. And then Rollins curved some shit out of him, and that was it. Because they had to get to that Jericho interview with John Cena.
Yeah.
I want so who wasn't on the show? Brian, Ziggler, Rusev,
Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose, Tyson yep. Kidd, Cesaro.
Well, they were on there. They just didn't do anything. They showed them in the backstage watching the tag team match.
But that could have been filmed and green screened.
Yeah.
Who knows if they were even there? Eric Rowan wasn't on the show, even though, like, what has Eric Rowan ever done?
Yeah. Zack Ryder.
Zack Ryder.
Still no Ryder.
Ascension weren't on the show.
Ascension wasn't there.
The Rock.
The Rock. Rock wasn't Stone Cold wasn't there.
Triple H.
I was
Stephanie.
Did you hear that they're fucking mad at him?
Who?
They're mad at Austin. Like that's why it's because he fucking brought up China.
Are they mad about? Are they mad about China? I thought they were mad about him not coming to WrestleMania.
That's why.
And Tough Enough. They're mad at him about Tough Enough.
Oh really?
Yeah.
But that he won't. He won't host it?
No, he wanted to host it, but they asked him to do it in February and March, and he's like, all right, cool. And then they're like, oh, we're not doing it then. And then they're like, oh, now we're officially doing it. Can you come back and host it? Like, I have to do Broken Skull Challenge. I'm already committed.
Yeah.
And so now they're pissed.
Yeah. I also heard that it was also part of the thing was him bringing up China going into the Hall of Fame, and Vince was not happy about that.
God damn, China. She has a clitoris.
We are now experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
It's fucking right behind me. I don't know why it fucking fucked up like that.
All right, so Jim broke the podcast.
Yeah, hooray. That shit won't happen come next week. So.
And I really hope that shit recorded. Because if it didn't, that would be bad. But, so that was Raw. Did you watch the Jericho interview?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think of Jericho and John Cena?
It was all right. I kind of thought he softballed him a little bit on some things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like Austin wouldn't have. Like, Austin would have fucking came at him. Like, I want to know the damn answers to all the damn questions. This is the Steve Austin podcast. And I'll catch your ass down the road. Steve, is that it? That's all we're gonna do?
I thought it was cool that John Cena said he recorded new music and got new gear for a heel turn. That was interesting.
Oh, yeah, that was interesting. I bet you fucking, like, anybody ever got a hold of one of those shirts, that'd be a fucking hot fucking commodity.
Yeah.
Sell it.
Well, I don't know if it was, like, merch. I think it was just his fucking gear. I don't know if he had tights or some shit. New shorts.
It was probably just, I would assume, like, a new shirt and black shorts.
He wears black shorts now.
But he would also have a black shirt on.
Oh, okay.
So it'd be more like, that's where the evil comes from. So,
black armbands and a black hat.
Yeah. And black towel, black and white towel. That says always give up. Constantly give up.
Hustle, unloyalty, and disrespect.
And then he like blows his nose with it and throws it on the ground. He blows his nose in it and throws it at a kid. Now that's heel shit.
Yeah. John Cena jizz rags for sale on WWEshop.com.
Yeah. Just hurl a fucking snot rag at a kid's face.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be very satisfying to see. Yeah, that was cool. I don't know. Like, seemed all right. You know, it was okay.
Yeah.
I think it would have been better if it was Austin, but whatever.
Leave Jericho alone.
I'm not mad at Jericho. I'm not blaming him for any of this. I'm just saying I like
He's the like Ayatollah of rock and roller.
Yeah, I know he is. The pot of thunder and rock and roll. I do like it when he does that on his show. That makes me laugh. Yeah, no, it was good. It was good.
Yeah.
Did you watch NXT?
I did watch NXT. We had Kenta versus Tyler Black. I mean, what's his name?
Tyler Breeze.
Yeah, I'm Tyler Black.
Selfie stick, Tyler Breeze.
Yeah.
I want him to start using that selfie stick as like a fucking like Jim Cornette loaded tennis racket.
I'm sure he doesn't want to break it. Those things aren't cheap.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, like WWE can't fucking like, here, hit somebody with this one. We got another one on fucking standby. Like, come on. They're WWE.
It's NXT, so they're fucking, though.
They're swimming in selfie sticks. So, but I mean, it could very well be. I mean, that'd be a good gimmick. I like him carrying the selfie stick. It works. Sami Zayn came back.
Yeah, Sami Zayn cut a promo on everybody.
Yeah,
he's gonna kick Kevin Owens' ass. Mm-hmm. And then and then Rhino shot an angle backstage saying the title line starts after me.
Yeah,
I'm like, Rhino, you're not even here.
Who cares? Rhino's there some, like, just enough that it's like, Rhino's here. Fucking awesome. Like, I'm all for it. I'm so glad that he's there. That's so cool. But let's see. Jason Jordan and
Ty Dillinger.
I always want to say Doug Dillinger.
WCW fucking head of security, Doug Dillinger.
Yeah, WCW's own Doug Dillinger.
That's his son.
Yeah, that's his son. That's his boy. So, yeah. So that was a pretty good match. I will say to Jason Jordan, if you're gonna throw the straps down on your singlet, walk out with the straps up on your shoulders, like already, and get in the ring, and then when you're about to hit the fucking big angry move, then take the straps down. It's a weird progression when he just put the straps up and they were only like a couple moves into this match, and then he's fucking taking them down like Kurt Angle and like, fucking I'm mad, and he's gonna suplex motherfuckers. He had just put the straps on.
Reminds me, he used to use the fucking Olympic Slam as his finisher, like, before him and Ty Dillinger became tag partners. That was his fucking finish, and now he's using the fucking Exploder Suplex. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I know, I didn't know that. He did a pretty badass fucking, some kind of fucking crazy, like, T-Bone Suplex or some shit last night. Or on NXT.
Exploder Suplex.
An Exploder? Yeah. It was dope. I liked it. So, there was that. And then a Solomon Crowe vignette of him talking about
Crowe say? I missed it.
Oh, it was that. It was like that same vignette that they showed of him, like, on the, he was on the laptop in the back, like, somewhere, sitting on some crazy dark stairs or whatever. And he's on his laptop talking about he's going after the NXT championship, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool. They've just been showing that for a little while. They haven't brought him back on TV yet. I'm wondering where Bull Dempsey and Baron Corbin are.
I'm not.
Well, I am. I mean, at least with fucking with Baron Corbin, I'm wondering where they're. I'm wondering if they're keeping him off of TV because they had such a shitty match at the last NXT special.
Mm.
I'm wondering if they're.
I mean, boy, you got Baron Corbin was on TV a couple weeks ago, but you can't have everybody on every show. It's only a 1 hour show.
Yeah. I know. It's been a while since I've seen both of them. I don't think I haven't seen them at least since. I think Baron Corbin was on the week after Takeover Rival.
I think it was the week before the Kevin Owens match with Finn Balor.
if I'm not mistaken. I didn't see him. I remember him having a quick match on one show. His matches are fucking 2 seconds long, so it's really hard to keep up when they happen.
Yeah. I only remember him being there after Rival, and I haven't seen Bull Dempsey there for a little while either, so I'm wondering if, like, hey, you guys need to fucking work on shit. We're going to keep you off TV for a while. That match was the shits. That was not a good match.
So anything else you want to talk about before we get out of here and I got to put two pieces of a show together to make one show?
Lucha Underground was good this week.
You watched it? What happened?
And they introduced the Trios tag title.
Oh, cool.
And it's, Ezekiel Jackson has his fucking trio now with another black guy in a mask named Killshot and Willie Mack.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I've heard of Willie Mack, or I thought it was somebody, because wasn't there something Mack that Teddy Long
Rodney
Mack. That's who I kept thinking about when you kept telling you because you've told me about Willie Mack. That's who I was thinking of. That guy.
I thought you seen. I've given you PWG shows before. He's always on PWG.
I don't know if I've watched them all. Okay. I think I've only got two on there.
He's on one of them.
Do I only have one?
Yeah, he has to be on one of the two.
Yeah, I don't know. I must not. I don't think I've watched him actually, but been meaning to. But anyway, so like, yeah, he's fucking badass.
Yeah,
he's fucking awesome. Like a dude that fucking size flipping around as much as he fucking does. That defies like all logic. Like. By that logic, I should be able to do the same shit, and I cannot. But so they have a fucking group, and then they had a match against who the fuck was it? It was like Sexy Star and two other people that didn't get along, and I can't remember their names.
Pentagon Jr. and Superfly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Those guys. And so, yeah, they had a match. They had a really good match, and Ezekiel's team won. So, and rightfully so, because they were. Yeah. Oh, Big Rick. Yeah, that's his name now. And I like that fucking Killshot dude is fucking cool because it makes me think of Deadshot, and that's awesome. And he's got like his mask looks dope too. Like it's got a. It's like it's red and black, and it's got a fucking target like right in the middle of it. It looks pretty cool.
So it looks like Bullseye?
Yeah, it's like fucking Deadshot and Bullseye had a kid. Had their black son.
So
my black son.
After we get off, I'm probably going to watch this week's episode, which has the Trios match, Ivelisse, Son of Havoc, and Angelico versus Drago, Aerostar, and Phoenix. Yes. Superfly versus Sexy Star in a mask versus mask match. And Prince Puma versus King Cuerno for the title.
Nice.
Yep.
Their new belt reminds me so much of the Attitude Era belt.
Yeah, I haven't even seen the new belt. If I miss a show where it's like the belt back.
Yeah, it's that size. It's like the same size and like the same kind of circle. Like it looks exactly like it almost.
Okay, I'm looking at it right now. It looks way better than the old belt. It looks fucking cheap as hell.
Yeah, the old belt. Yeah, that's probably why it's so easy for that dude to rip it apart.
Yeah, I mean that's why they made it so shitty, so it could be ripped apart. It looked like a hubcap on a fucking plastic strap.
It looked like the current tag team titles. A big fucking sewer lid.
There's turtles under there.
Yeah, it's just a big Roman fucking manhole cover. That's it. Here you go. Put it on leather. There you go. So vinyl. Yeah, so that was leather. A good. What'd you say?
I said vinyl, not even leather.
Yeah, not even paper. They just like put it on paper. Like here, you try to drag this around now.
All right, so to give this half of the show some substance. Let's do this. A brand new top five.
Top five? Ooh. top five.
All right. So I want you to give me your favorite, your top five favorite wrestlers on TV today.
Ooh, on TV today.
Yep. When you watch wrestling week to week, who are the five guys you look forward to seeing, or girls?
Do tag teams count as one?
If you want them to count as one, they can count as one.
Okay. All right, then. Let's see. Hold on, I did a great. Swigadoo for the working man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Swigadoo for the working man. God damn. So, top five wrestlers on TV right now. Let's see. My number one goes to Bray Wyatt.
All right.
Just, I'm not even going to like try to discuss it. If out there on podcast listening land, if he's not your number one, you're dumb. Fuck you.
You're dumb, man.
So that, and see, Bray Wyatt, Cesaro and Kid.
As a team,
Cesaro and Tyson Kidd as a team. I look forward to seeing them every fucking week, like to see what they're gonna do and see what kind of match they're gonna have. And every like they can't have a bad match. They're fucking great. See, number three. Probably Kevin Owens.
Okay.
Kevin Owens. Number four, Sami Zayn. And my last one, probably Dean Ambrose.
Okay.
I think I'm going to say it's pretty entertaining when he comes out, because he always fucking does some like loose cannon Brian Pillman shit, and it's pretty awesome. So,
all right, so I'm gonna do Sami Zayn,
yes,
Kevin Owens, Phoenix,
from Lucha,
yeah.
I'm trying to think of which one. Oh. Which guy is that?
Casket match.
Okay. Yeah.
Phoenix. The whole Bullet Club. Okay. Yeah.
I was thinking Puma was in that match for some reason. No. Yes. Phoenix.
The whole Bullet Club.
Too sweet.
Yeah. And Nakamura from New Japan. Because every time I hear Nakamura's music, if I'm watching a New Japan show and I'm barely paying attention, and I hear their music come on, I'm fucking in. And by the way, AJ Styles, Kota Ibushi from fucking Sunday. Huh. Awesome fucking match. You have to find that shit.
I will.
Oh. Fuck. Let me tell you the finish, bro. Kota Ibushi goes for a Phoenix Splash. Kenny Omega's in AJ's corner. Kenny Omega just gets on the fucking apron. And Kenny Omega and Kota Ibushi were tag partners forever in DDT. And so they just stare at each other. He just gives them the fucking look like, you motherfucker. And so Kota's like, fuck you, and does the Phoenix Splash, and AJ catches him in midair and fucking Styles clashes him.
Wow. Damn. That's pretty fucking tight.
Yeah.
Wow.
And imagine a AJ Styles and Kota Ibushi match in between that shit.
Damn.
Leading up to that. So all the stuff that AJ Styles does in his matches and all the stuff that Kota does in his matches, all that shit together.
That's good, man.
So your leapfrog, Kota, drop down, drop kick, your fucking springboard backflip DDT that looked fucking disgusting. Because fucking Kota Ibushi is not afraid of his neck breaking in two places. Yeah, that nigga will land on his head. Like, he doesn't give a fuck. That dude would just fucking take nasty head bumps all the time. And he took that shit fucking grossly. fucking Kota Ibushi's awesome fucking lariat that he does when the guy flipped backwards and AJ does that to him. Fucking awesome. Standing moonsaults and shooting star presses and fucking the double jump moonsault to the outside that Kota does is fucking sweet. Watch it. Watch that shit.
Kota's a fucking beast, man. He's fucking awesome.
Yeah. So he pretty much solidified himself as a top star. And after AJ won that match, fucking Okada came out pissed and started to beat the shit out of AJ Styles. And he wants his belt back.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Did none of the Bullet Club come out to help him? Or?
No, because the Bullet Club, like, Young Bucks lost their belts. Fucking Gunn and Anderson lost their belts to fucking Mike Bennett and Matt Taven from ROH.
I heard about that.
Yeah, fucking Maria Kanellis was out there. Carl Anderson was distracted by her vagina. And she's like, come on, Mike. And Doc Gallows like, shut up, bitch.
That's great. Did the Bullet Babe and Maria Kanellis get into it?
No, actually, that's the next pay-per-view. It's fucking Doc Gallows and Carl Anderson and Amber Gallows against Mike Bennett, Maria Kanellis, and Matt Taven.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's the next show. And the next big show.
Nice. Fuck yeah, dude. That's awesome.
So all the Bullet Club got their ass whooped. Fucking Bad Luck Fale wrestled Okada the match before, and he lost to Okada. So that kind of pretty much, and the only one that didn't lose was Kenny Omega. He wrestled Mascara Dorada, and he won, because Kenny Omega's a shit. Nice. So he was the only one in AJ's corner.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah. So it all makes sense. That's fucking great. Why there was no one
after AJ. Yeah. Well, shit, man. Fucking decent week of wrestling.
Yeah, good week of
wrestling. Not too bad.
Didn't watch no TNA, though.
Yep. Yeah, I didn't watch TNA. Yeah, I don't have Destination America. Sorry, TNA. You should have went on a more on a better channel that people have.
They would have been on the Hub.
Yeah, they could have went to the Hub. Fuck, man.
I get that shit. I get Destination America.
Get the Hub. They go on fucking Comedy Central. Fuck, I don't.
What if they go on like TV One? Do you have TV One?
I don't know.
That
I might.
The channel for black people that always shows Martin.
Oh wait, they always show Martin, and don't they always show? Don't they show the A-Team?
I don't know. Maybe I know they show Martin and Living Single.
Okay.
Like the only things I'll watch on that network.
Yeah, I think that fucking that it's that channel, or there's another channel that's like for black people that's like they show like fucking like 2 hours straight of the A-Team.
Oh, yeah? So two episodes of the A-Team?
Yep, pretty much. Exactly. So, it's like, but it's a, you know, still a two-hour block. They're hour shows. Still a two-hour block.
And you sit there and watch both hours.
Yeah, well, I mean, not anymore. I haven't watched it in a long time.
You know, I mean, you can only see all 10 episodes of the A-Team so many times, right?
Yeah. I haven't watched the A-Team in a while.
All right, so let's get into some plugs and...
Upcoming events!
All right, so if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can follow the show on Twitter, at RockWrestlingPC. That's usually where I tweet from mostly. But if you want to go to my straight Twitter where I answer fucking Miami Fishball, follow me at NinjaTylerBlack. Follow Nigger Jim on Twitter at Big Nigger Jim or at Sweet Jim Reaper if you want to get his real Twitter feed.
Yeah, if you want my real Twitter feed, follow my real Twitter account at Sweet Jim Reaper. I need to just make this fucking other account because you keep plugging it. Oh, God. That's great.
So we got a big show next week. Nothing announced so far, but if it's not announced, that means it's awesome. If it is announced, that means it's even more awesome. So big sure you come next week because you are going to be happy that you did.
Yep, I'm going to be there. I will be at this this show next week. I'm going to wear a tuxedo.
I might actually Might actually put on some deodorant.
Oh, hey. Getting fancy.
Yeah.
I try to wear deodorant every other day.
I might actually wear pants.
Because
I don't know if you know this, but I don't wear pants when I do this show. Gotta let the boys breathe.
You know what? I could have kept doing this show and not knowing that, and that would have been great.
Yeah.
You could. And now I know.
But I wanted to share that part of my life with you, Jim.
Oh, okay. I guess I let it slide.
This show is available on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. So if you miss any shows, you can go on there and listen to all our past shows where we bullshit about other things. So yep. Even if you're not too keen on the wrestling review, you can listen to us talk about everything under the sun, including superhero TV shows and reruns of 90s cartoons on Netflix, the life and times of Nigger Jim, Jesse Jones falling out with his fucking Tyler Lyons.
You explaining weird sex stuff.
Oh, like yeah. Like the Cambodian creamsicle.
Okay. You got me. What is it?
The Cambodian creamsicle is a very basic thing. It's like you give someone a hand job until they come, then you rub the cum all over their dick and you suck it off.
Oh, my. At least it's not like scatological like the last one you were telling me.
Last one was a scatological. There was no scat involved. There was just a fist in the butt.
Oh, yeah. Still. I count that as scat because you're going to have shit on your fist when you pull that.
Not if you give them an enema first. Jesus, what kind of animal are you? What year do you think this is?
There's like a whole fucking process you got to do.
If you're going to do any butt play, Jim, if you're going to do any butt play, you always clean out first. That's just the rule.
See, that's why I don't bother with it, because it's like there's too much involved. Fuck it. I don't care. I'm not going to go through a complicated enema just for a fucking fist in the ass. Pointless. Plus, I'm going to put a fist in my ass, so.
It's not going to be in your ass, Jim. It's going to be in her ass.
Whoever's ass it may be involved with. I don't want it. I'm sure somebody else doesn't want it. Unless they're fucking like super weird and shit. Yeah. Like, that's weird.
So if you want to learn how to do the Tony Danza, go back to listen to some of our old shows. Or if you want to learn how to do like the Arabian goggles, or
there's a lot of these that
the Dirty Monkey, the Alabama Hot Pocket, Rusty Trombone.
Rusty Trombone.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Chili Dog.
Cincinnati Bowtie.
Tuscaloosa Dumpling. Which I think they just made up on Squidbillies. That may not even be a real thing. I just. So, all right. So.
A Dirty Sanchez, of course, right? That's a classic.
What is it?
The Dirty Sanchez.
Oh, Dirty Sanchez. Yeah, that's a classic.
Or the Hillbilly Fake Out. That's probably popular in your neck of the woods.
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Come on, Jim. You've done a Hillbilly Fake Out, right?
I haven't, because I don't know what the fuck this is.
The Hillbilly Fake Out can also be the Spider-Man. You're fucking a girl from behind. You spit on her back right before you come, and then when she turns around to look at it, you come right in her face.
Throw the cum in her face. Yeah, yeah. I know. I've only heard of it called the Spider-Man.
Is when you come into your hand and throw it in her face, like Spider-Man, because you go thwip. But the Hillbilly Fake Out is you come right in her face. So you get jet propulsion from your dick to the face.
No, you kind of had like man. A weird. You kind of had like a weird Harrison Wells delivery on that, where he like always kind of like separates his like spaces his words out at the end of his sentences. Oh, a Hillbilly Fake Out.
And on that note, we're gonna get the hell out of here. So Jim, I'll see you next week.
I'll see you next week for the big show.
And we'll see you all next week on The Rock.
Hey. and Wrestling
Podcast.
And I'll catch your ass down the road.
Good night, everybody.
I don't know.